Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and I put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. Here ends the gospel. Please be seated. In one of my contexts, I don't remember exactly which one, I had somebody confess to me that they felt guilty and like a bad Christian. And we talked for some time about why they felt that way. And it boiled down to them having moments of doubt. When things got hard or they were overwhelmed by grief, they said, they had a hard time seeing how God could possibly be with them. They asked me, "Joseph, how do you never have doubts and remain so faithful?" I remember laughing at the idea that I could possibly live my life without ever doubting. I explained to them that I too have doubts, and sometimes it's even in my doubts that my relationship with God becomes even stronger. Doubt does not make you a bad Christian. It makes you human. We're either taught, told, or intrinsically believe that for us to know God, we must enter into this relationship without a single doubt in our hearts. That's not true, nor do I think it is at all possible. Some of the greatest minds, if not all of the greatest minds in Christianity, have wrestled with doubt either over the existence of God or in their own salvation. To have doubts is part of being human. I would even go as far as to say that having doubts in our faith is part of a healthy, balanced breakfast. To have doubts means that we are having questions and that we are actually spending time dwelling on the Almighty and in our relationship with all of creation. Doubt does not mean lack of faith. In fact, doubt can be a sign of great dwelling in our faith. This Sunday after Easter Sunday is nicknamed as Thomas Sunday, or sometimes as Doubting Thomas Sunday, named after Thomas's doubts that the disciples had seen Jesus, and by extension, in his doubting that Christ had risen like Jesus said he would. Thomas's name is a transliteration of the Greek word for twin. There's no clear indication of whose twin Thomas is, but if we look at other descriptions in the Gospels, such as Judas the betrayer, John the beloved disciple, or Mary, mother of Jesus, they're all centered on their relationship with Christ. This has led some to believe that the twin here is used to describe Thomas's closeness with Jesus Christ. It was in this closeness that Thomas remained with Jesus in much of his ministry. Thomas was witness to miracles that he performed, was a dear friend who broke bread with Jesus, and student of the one he called Rabboni, master, rabbi, teacher, Lord. He knew how great Jesus was and all that he did. Despite this, he also saw the one that he called brother die a horrible death. Death is the one thing that we all face. It's the one thing that people don't come back from. That is our rational understanding of the world. So how can one begin to imagine how crushed the disciples are in this moment? The grief that he who is called twin must be going through. It's in this grief that Thomas doubted. Thomas doubted so greatly in his grief that he broke off from the group and wasn't with them when Jesus appeared to the others. We can imagine that he was either in isolation, searching for a sign, or finding some other way to make sense of it all. But when he did see, when he was shown the wounds in the side of Jesus, he was the first of the disciples to proclaim, "My Lord and my God," the first to proclaim that Jesus is indeed of God. This is an astounding proclamation of faith. In his grief, Thomas was brought back into the fold. The first thing that Jesus says to the disciples is peace. Peace be with you. With open arms and hands so they may see the wounds in his side, Jesus speaks peace. In the worst case scenario for the disciples, Jesus brings peace with open arms. In their doubt, Jesus brings peace. In the darkness of the world, Jesus speaks a word of peace. It is in that space together that doubt is eliminated. Together they can point to the risen Lord, because while there was doubt, they still had their faith. Like darkness in the light, doubt struggles to exist in the community of the faithful. While there are still shadows of doubts, there are others who come along to share the love of God that can help overcome. This highlights the importance of Christ's sending of the disciples so they may share this love with others and cast a light on their own doubts. Your doubts, they are not a reflection of your lack of faith, but a reminder that you are indeed still human. For the only one who is doubtless is God. The only one who knows all is God. And because we are not all-knowing like God, believe it or not, we fill in the gaps with faith. And when we try to rationalize it with the tiny bit of the universe that we actually understand, we can be faced with doubt. We doubt because we do not know, but we remember what one can do with faith the size of a mustard seed. Surely our faith in God is bigger than our doubts. Surely the resurrection of Christ is bigger than our doubts. Rather than dwelling on doubt this Sunday with doubting Thomas, what if we pointed to that which is bigger and dwell instead on our faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Amen.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell and the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.